the Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Matt Damon's new film, Promised Land, is about fracking.
I grew up in a large farming community. Tractor pulls, cow tipping. We had a Caterpillar plant. My junior year, they closed it down. And that whole farming town fantasy was just shattered. I'm selling the only way they have to get back.
I am happy to announce we will be bringing natural gas to McKinley.
As you might expect, Hollywood is not kind to the technology, which entails shooting fluid deep into the ground to break rocks and release gas. Greg Cozera is president of Virginia's Oil and Gas Association and author of Just the Fracks, Ma'am.
The fear that we have of fracking is unfounded. What's the chance of getting into groundwater? About zero.
He says that because gas wells are lined with metal and concrete to prevent leakage, and the chemical cocktail injected into those wells goes deep, far below where groundwater rests. Since water doesn't flow up, Cozera says fracking is safe. But Sarah Francisco, a lawyer with the Southern Environmental Law Center, is not convinced.
Casing and cementing does not always occur the way it should, and incidents around the country of groundwater contamination often have been linked to faulty or inadequate casing or cementing of the gas wells.
Cozera says methane occurs naturally in the earth, and if people put their water wells in the wrong place, contamination can happen. The Environmental Protection Agency is now in the midst of a 5-year study designed to settle that dispute. But the federal government must decide this year whether to allow drilling in Virginia's George Washington National Forest. Again, attorney Sarah Francisco.
The GW is very different from, say, the Jefferson National Forest down in southwestern Virginia, where there has been gas drilling for years. The George Washington National Forest is really a recreational forest. It gets over 1 million visitors a year. The forest is a direct source of drinking water to about 250,000 people living in and around the Shenandoah Valley. It also is located in the watershed of both the James and the Potomac Rivers, which supply drinking water to Washington, D.C. and Richmond, Virginia. It's also the largest block of federal land in the Chesapeake Bay watershed.
When National Forest administrators unveiled a long-term plan for the George Washington, it proposed a ban on large-scale fracking, and more than 50,000 people expressed support during the public comment period. Now, however, the Forest Service says it's revising its plan and will issue a new draft later this year. I'm Sandy Houseman.